Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, football fans. For those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
All right, John, you had an issue. We'll get phone calls. Jared Goff, why doesn't he get more respect? We played the FS1 audio. Jaden Daniels is better than him, according to Danny Parkins. I put Goff fourth among playoff quarterbacks. What are your thoughts?
We could argue Lamar and Goff, I think, in regards to just results.
Sure.
Goff has been to a Super Bowl. Lamar hasn't.
Lamar's won two MVPs. Goff hasn't.
Yeah, and maybe on the precipice of a third. Who knows?
Yeah,
I don't know.
At least one.
I'm not going to argue anything about really about the top four.
Splitting hairs. Okay.
When you get to the bottom four, Stafford, I think, is the biggest threat. And again, I'm going to try and set aside the qualifier of starting a franchise now, because I mentioned part of that trade with Goff and Stafford was the timeline.
Age.
And age matters if you're talking about starting a franchise between Matthew Stafford now and Jaden Daniels now. But so I would put probably Stafford fifth as well. When you're talking about Hurts, Stroud, and Jaden Daniels, I think Jaden Daniels, I would put him ahead of Hurts and Stroud. I think his processing, and I'm trying to compare what we saw from C.J. Stroud last year to what we're seeing from Jaden Daniels this year. I think when you are as good as Jaden Daniels has been against pressure and against blitzes, to me, that is... It talks to football IQ. It talks to just reaction, decision-making, and confidence. Not that C.J. Stroud doesn't have those, but I would put Jaden Daniels, if I was choosing between those two quarterbacks, I'd take Jaden Daniels.
I really struggled with how much is right now and how much is the pedigree. Like, you could say Mahomes is number one on pedigree, right? Until he gets toppled in the playoffs. I really wrestled Allen and Mahomes at one and two. Allen's playing better right now. It's the same thing with, I put Goff at four and Stafford at five. Like, Stafford would be, you know, more proven, has won a Super Bowl, all the comebacks, all that stuff. But Goff's playing better right now than Stafford. You know what I mean? Like, it's how you want to carve this up. But I definitely have Goff ahead of Jaden Daniels, which is how we got on this conversation to begin with. Why doesn't Goff get more respect? Let's get to the phones. Let's get to Jeff and Shelby. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, I wanted to talk a little bit about Jared versus Jaden Daniels. And John, get your perspective a little bit as a former player. We're talking about the physical traits and the winning. And I wonder about the presence of a quarterback or just a leader in the locker room and how that helps set the tone. Because you look at like a Michael Vick, and he's probably a physical specimen. But what was he the best influence on the team, the best leader in the locker room? And I wanted to kind of get your thoughts on Jared's value to the Lions or any team.
Well, I think Goff right now, in terms of his leadership, because a lot of it hinges on experience. Jaden Daniels doesn't have the same experience of getting to a Super Bowl and losing, getting to an NFC Championship game and losing, and playing against NFL defenses, high-level NFL defenses, for as long as Jaden Daniels. So it's in terms of leadership, and what I know about Jaden Daniels in reports – from LSU and ASU, but also hearing some of the back channels and talking that I've done with those in Washington, they love his leadership. And I think that they have drafted extremely well in regards to a guy that not only can produce on the field, but is a tremendous leader in the locker room, in the huddle. It's hard to be that guy as a rookie. And I think they actually did a great job of drafting two great leaders on both sides of the ball. And people will say, oh, it's a Michigan guy. Mikey Sammerstill, two-time captain at Michigan, And everything I'm hearing from that staff and from the front office is they love his leadership as much as they love him playing on the field. And it's even more so. It's amplified because of what Jaden Daniels can do as a leader. But it's all about the development. He hasn't had that opportunity yet.
Jeff? Oh, no more Jeff. All right, Damon, let's get to you. You're next up. You're on 97.1.
Good morning. I think Jared Goff is a better quarterback. It's just that he stands in a pocket. Those plays of him standing in a pocket don't make ESPN. But Jay Daniels and all the other scrambling cornerbacks do. Outside of Patrick Mahomes, what scrambling quarterback has won a Super Bowl? It's been Brady, Stafford, and hopefully this year Jared Goff.
It's guys who make winning throws from the pocket on third and fourth down. Primarily. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to always be that way. I think there's just so much more mobility at the position now and moving forward that it's inevitable that more mobile quarterbacks are going to win Super Bowls. But those mobile guys will also have to make throws on third and fourth down. And Mahomes, in addition to being a mobile quarterback, can also dot you up from the pocket too.
Right. And here's the thing. The biggest question I probably have about Jaden Daniels is going to be his durability. He is clearly really good at running the football. He's a tremendous athlete, but he's not built like Lamar Jackson. How many hits can he take? Because he is a slighter build. And it's not a knock on him. No. It's just how his body was made.
It's also a fair question about durability over the long haul.
Right, and if he's their leading rusher this year, it's only going to increase next year. Now, do they go into the draft and they get a better running back, the better running game? Do they improve the offensive line so he doesn't take as many hits or he's more protected? Like, I don't know the philosophy that they're operating with in Washington, but I do know that is... And that was the big concern I had coming out of college. I thought last year, I was more worried that he was going to go to Chicago, that they were going to pull a rope-a-dope and take him at one, that he would be in division versus him going to Washington. Now he's in the conference, and we're going to have to face him in the playoffs. We're going to have to face him next year. In the playoffs. I think this is going to be an ongoing discussion because Washington does have Jaden Daniels. He is a franchise quarterback. He's going to be damn good, and we're going to have to face him again. I'm just glad we're doing it in year one.
Yeah, exactly. Texter says, Cookies, why are you making it about respect with Goff just because someone thinks another quarterback is better? I don't get this perspective, Lance in Ann Arbor. It's not just any quarterback. It's a rookie quarterback. Like, I know we're always excited about the rise of the rookie phenom and the next great quarterback, and Daniels may be that guy. He is not that guy right now. To me, it is disrespect that we have a quarterback who's been to a Super Bowl, been to two NFC title games with two different franchises, who's coming off of one of the great statistical seasons in the league this year. He's in his prime, and we're letting this guy who's played one playoff game,
yeah,
one season, well, is better than him. Like, that's why I get like, okay, what are we doing now?
But it's always the constant disrespect for either Detroit, the Lions, or Jared Goff. It's the disrespect that he took a team to the Super Bowl on a rookie contract, one of the worst teams when he arrived, and then in year three, takes him to a Super Bowl. And you can talk about the defense, you can talk about Todd Gurley and his weapons, all of those different things are true. But it was the disrespect that followed that of he gets his big contract and they don't go back to the Super Bowl. Sean McVay wants to throw somebody under the bus, so he points all fingers and shapes it that it's the quarterback issue and not anything to do with his coaching or the roster or injuries. It was Jared Goff. He comes here and everybody talks about him being a bridge. Like, where are the Lions going to get their franchise quarterback? How long are we going to have to live with Jared Goff? Those are all the conversations that have followed Jared Goff pretty much since he lost that Super Bowl. It's always been about somebody's better. You can always do better than Jared Goff. Well, Jared Goff is now with his second franchise. He is going to take them to a Super Bowl. And how many games this year? Last year, the Tampa game. That's really when people started to turn their head because both running backs were out. They were hurt. We were looking at Craig Reynolds, and it was a Jared Goff win. Can he take the team down the field when there's nothing, when there's no running game, and win? He proved that he can.
Yeah. I just think it's wild that we've got a quarterback who threw 12 more touchdowns, higher quarterback rating, more yards, higher completion percentage, more 20-yard plays. And we're saying Jaden Daniels is better?
Well, because he is...
Because he's mobile. And he's fun and he's new.
Everybody wants that mobile exciting... He's more exciting than Jared Goff. Other than if, unless you think winning is exciting.
Stylistically, he's fun. He's very toolsy. He may have a better arm. He may have a higher ceiling. He's not at that ceiling right now.
Well, and there's just been so many things and so many different issues that have overshadowed Jared Goff. His wife overshadows Jared Goff.
Well, you're married to a model.
That's going to happen.
Yeah. Let's get some phone calls more. 248-539-9797. Corin, you're in 97.1. What's going on?
What's up, guys? So I think what you – and John kind of just hit on it. It's not even just Jaden Daniels. It's just the overall narrative in general. It's other quarterbacks are more dynamic, but they're not better. And I think we forgot about Peyton Manning and Tom Brady and Drew Brees and these guys that sat in the pocket and just – destroyed the NFL for years, and for a long time it was about can mobile quarterbacks even win, and now it's for some reason because one quarterback has started to win, it's you can't win without a mobile quarterback, which is completely false. Jared Goff had a perfect game this year. Like, his highlights aren't, you know, jumping around and stiff arming people, but he went 18 for 18 with four touchdowns in a big game against Seattle at home. That game, he got hit on the shoulder, turned around, hit J-Mo for a fantastic pass. But the game against Minnesota, 4th and 5, sits in the pocket, free rusher, delivers an incredible pass to Jameson Williams. Like, those are the plays that don't get highlighted because he's not moving around, but he is lethal in the pocket, and he's never going to get that until he has to win a Super Bowl. He already went to an NFC Championship game, was up 17-0. We lost the game. No one blames it on Jared because he had, you know, he still played his game. You know, right. You get a Jahmyr Gibbs fumble, you get
Reynolds
all those
drop.
Things that happen. Yeah. You can't blame it on a quarterback.
No.
But he's never going to get it until he wins.
Yeah.
Corin, you got amazing dad focus. You didn't miss a beat. Yeah. You didn't miss a beat. That's awesome.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Love it. Good phone calls as always.
You guys really surprised by his focus? I mean, the way he drafts?
Oh, I know. I know. He never gets distracted.
Calls never in and defends Jared Goff when he's getting under hostile attack.
Yeah, never gets distracted.
Ticket Texter says, what happened to Naked Heather? We are going to get to that topic at 8:35. The story of Naked Heather, 8:35 this morning. You guys have just been blowing up the lines talking Jared Goff. So we'll wrap up the conversation next. We'll get to her news and...
And then, yeah,
then
talk
then
about her. Yeah.
All right. It's 97.1.
Oh, hey, I got distracted too. Hey, it's wintry driving season. You want to make sure you keep your eyes on the road. There's going to, today, we've seen accidents everywhere. If you're amongst some of those and you get injured in an auto accident during this or any time of the year, you need an injury attorney that's going to be responsive to your needs and aggressive against the insurance companies. The injury attorney that you need to hire is David Femininio. You can pick up the phone right now and speak with David personally by calling 855-65-CRASH or go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
You know, we keep an eye on the TVs in the studio here. We've always got some kind of like talking head show program. Yesterday, I think they were debating who would you rather have 4 minutes to go or fourth quarter game-winning drive. And analysts were saying Jaden Daniels. FS1 yesterday, Danny Parkins, Jaden Daniels is better than Jared Goff. I'm like, I get it. I wasn't Goff's biggest supporter for a long time. I just don't understand propping a rookie up over a guy who's proven and playing some of the best football of his career. So we've asked you guys, like, where is this coming from? What's Goff got to do? I get it if you tell me he's not Mahomes. He's not Allen. He's not Lamar. He's better than a rookie quarterback. Let's get to the phones. Isaac and Oak Park, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. So the reason why this keeps happening to Jared Goff is because, you know, he doesn't have any Super Bowls. He doesn't have any MVPs. He doesn't make the flashy plays that make it onto the highlight reel. I want to preface this by saying that I love Jared Goff. I think that he's a great quarterback, but I just don't, I, I don't see why he wouldn't be considered better than, you know, Jaden Daniels easily. And then, you know, guys like, you know, you could go even farther. Lamar Jackson, Josh, you can make an argument that he's better than Josh Allen. But to compare Jaden Daniels to Jared Goff and say that Jaden Daniels is better than Jared Goff 1 year just because he made a couple game-winning drives, because his team is not nearly as good as the Lions, I think it's kind of ridiculous. You could say the same thing about, you know, Jaden Daniels, is he better than Patrick Mahomes? But they would dare wouldn't say that because Patrick Mahomes, he has 3 Super Bowls. He has a couple MVPs to his names. So that's where I stand on that.
I think you make some sense. I think he's boring, Jared Goff. As silly as that is, winning shouldn't be boring. Making the big throw on third down, fourth down, red zone, gotta have it. Like, his style isn't exciting.
Well, it's not. Again, it's not. He's not the flashy, sexy, look at me quarterback. He's not gonna. And every time he makes a play with his feet, like, we highlight it because it's such a rare occasion. And there's also a little giggle that comes along with it. Like, you know, he just ran for a first down. But he's the quarterback of a team that just went 15-2.
The number one offense in football.
Number one seed.
They're not doing that in spite of Jared Goff.
Right.
I know the argument is he's got more support, and he does. He does have more support. But they're not number one dragging Jared Goff to the finish line. He's very much a catalyst of what they're doing.
It was very much a different conversation about a 14-win Vikings team with Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
The questions weren't going to be, could Jared Goff get it done? The questions were, will Sam Darnold be able to get it done? And we know the answer to both of those.
Yeah, can he handle it? And Goff handled it last year with a couple playoff wins, and wasn't his fault they lost the NFC title game. Let's get to one more phone call. We got to get a lot still today. 902, Dear John, 835, The Story of Naked Heather. Last word on this. She shared it via email for the show.
Yeah, no, I know. Hey, let's get to the caller. We got some excitement coming on the show.
Okay, let's get to Zach in Oxford. Zach, wrap us up. You're on 97.1.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me on. Longtime Redskins Washington football team Commanders fan from Montgomery County, Maryland. Been living in Detroit for 7 years now. I've watched every play of every game for Jaden Daniels, and I follow the Lions. My wife's a Lions fan. All I have is, if you put Jared Goff on this Redskins Washington football team Commanders team, do they go 12-5 and do they win a playoff game? I don't think so. Jaden Daniels, his physical ability, the way he's able to extend plays, he makes all the right decisions. I'm not saying he's better than Jared Goff. I'm just saying, in a comparison on this season, I think people put the name rookie next to Jaden Daniels, but the way he plays is not like rookie.
Not your typical rookie, no.
No, and this is not a shot at him, but flip it the other way. Are the Lions 15-2 with Jaden Daniels?
I
don't think they are.
When you watch him on Saturday, you'll see that he makes all the right plays. The reason they're even going to be close to maybe in this game is because of Jaden Daniels. Without him, we have a subpar team. We have some good players, but really, we were all thinking we'd be happy to go 6-11 this year as long as we found our franchise quarterback. The fact that we found our franchise quarterback,
can you correct me,
5 and won a playoff game.
Can you correct me if I'm wrong? Jaden Daniels, and he lost to the Cowboys this season with Cooper Rush at quarterback, right?
Correct. He led a game-tying drive where the kicker missed the extra point.
Right.
But that is true.
I just don't know that he would have played as unblemished a football as a rookie that Jared Goff did for a 15-win team. I it cuts both ways.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to Heather with the news, who is fully clothed to present this.
Yeah. For sure. Detroit schools are now going to be paying students for perfect attendance. So obviously this is in the fight to improve attendance. The Detroit Public School District is paying students up to $1,000 each for perfect attendance. And they're also going to start holding back students for extremely high rates of chronic absenteeism. And students are considered chronically absent in Michigan if they miss 10% or 18 days of school in one school year. And listen to this. In the Detroit Public School Community District, 66% of students were chronically absent last year. Mm. Now, that's actually down from about 80% at the height of the pandemic. So it has improved. But when you hear 66%, that is a lot of students that are not making it to school. So they're trying to come up with a way to incentivize being in school. And they launched this Perfect Attendance Pays program, right? Yeah. They launched it this month, and it allows high school students to receive a $200 gift card for each 2-week period in which they have perfect attendance. And then students who have perfect attendance in each of the 5-day periods will earn up to $1,000 in gift cards. And they
are
have
there
to
selected
be,
2-week periods, or is it just any 2 weeks?
I think it's so the first period started on Monday. It runs through January 17th, okay. And then we'll start over again. So students have to be in class for every hour of the day in order to have perfect attendance. So not just be at school, they need to be in class, and they need to be there the entire time. There's also different things going on for younger kids in elementary school, middle school as well. Students say they're excited to buy this. They think that it
is
a great way to get more kids in school. Also, depending on family circumstances, you know, it gives kids money to get to school. Let's say mom and dad, they're already at work. They have no means of transportation. They could use some of the money to get an Uber and Lyft or whatever it is. They have a way to get to school in the first place. Unfortunately, there is some studies, though, that show this type of incentive or initiative hasn't really been that successful in the past. So it's not going to make a gigantic dent on this.
Is it fixing the root cause?
No,
and that's the issue. Like, I'm all for incentivizing people getting to school and getting an education, but if it's not going to solve the problem, and also, I don't know if it's in the story, where are they getting the money to do this? Is the school district flush with cash? Is this a great use of the funds if it's not going to address the root cause?
Well, I guess we have to
can do this.
Right, yes. And how long effective will it be sustainable too, right? A Detroit police office a Detroit police officer was actually dragged by a suspect who fled a traffic stop. And now police are looking for this guy. So officers stopped a vehicle of a known narcotics offender. And when they stopped him, they said, hey, you know what? You need to step out of the car. The guy said, no way, rolled up his window and just took off. Well, an officer got dragged on the passenger side of the vehicle. Ooh. Sounds like he's going to be okay. Was taken to the hospital. They say the officer fired a gunshot, but it's not believed that the suspect was hit. But anyway, they're looking for him. So anyone who might know about this, help the police out there. A Southwest pilot was arrested at an airport in Georgia after allegedly showing up for work drunk. The pilot was charged with driving under the influence, and his flight, which was headed to Chicago, was delayed about 4 hours. He was removed from duty while the airline investigates.
So there's a reason why drunk on a plane, Dierks Bentley.
Yeah.
There's a reason why in that song, but the pilot.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I know the song. I've heard the song, but I don't know the lyrics.
Getting everybody drunk, but the pilot. We can't have the pilot drinking, people.
No. There was another athlete's home that was broken into over the weekend. No word if this is connected to all of the other break-ins that have hit Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Joe Burrow, but it sounds like it could be. Pittsburgh Pirates superstar, how do you say his name, guys?
Evgeny Malkin.
Evgeny Malkin.
Russian.
Is now the latest victim of this high-profile burglary. Rob Rossi of The Athletic says that he had 3 Stanley Cup championship rings stolen from his home.
It's awful.
Yeah.
It's awful.
It's a pattern now.
And the security cameras that he has, the alarm system were down at the time. And that's what they're saying these thieves are doing. They're able to, deactivate the security system to get inside of all these celebrities' homes. Scary.
All right. It's Heather with the news. More Heather next, 97.1. All right, story time.
Yes, the story everyone that's been listening this morning is waiting for.
Because when you say Naked Heather Park, people perk up a little bit. They want to know this story. What happened to you yesterday?
Okay, well, I don't know if anything happened, but something might have happened. Okay, so right now our house is in full disarray, right? Because we're getting our floors redone, sanding, restained, and we've had contractors in and out of our house for a long time because we had
water damage. Yeah.
So we have had a ton of things going on and people in and out of our house all the time. And at this point, you just have to live your life while these contractors are at your house, right? You got to get stuff done. And yesterday, now, you know, I know these, I see these people almost every day, but whatever. Like, I was doing my thing. I got home. I did a little workout. I started making kids, like prepping some lunch. And then while the food I was making was in the oven, I was like, okay, I got 10 minutes to go take a shower before I've got to come back down and flip what I was making. Anyway, so I'm like, okay, I'm going to rush upstairs, take a shower, which you typically do, right? I got to my bedroom. I shut the door because there's
privacy.
People in my house.
Yeah, of course.
And so I'm showering, and then all of a sudden I see one of the dogs in the bathroom, and I was like, oh, hey, June. And I was like, oh, okay. Cause they can, our doors don't shut like a typical door. They're double doors to the bedroom, and they don't stay put. So the dogs can use their nose
and pop it open
and pop open the double doors. Okay. And then I did not have the bathroom door shut because I thought my bedroom door was shut.
Yeah.
Didn't really think anything of it. And then during the shower, I really wanted my face wash that was out in the main part of the bathroom.
Right.
So I got out of the shower to run over there and grab the soap and go back in and whatever, did my thing, getting ready. And I didn't really think anything of it because these guys are all working on the lower level. They're nowhere, shouldn't be anywhere near the upstairs of the home. So I get ready. I'm, you know, I have a towel on. I go out to my bedroom to get dressed. And all of a sudden, I see that they're like these large, I don't even know what they are, whether they collect dust or they're fans for the floors, was up on the landing of the staircase. And it was plugged in on the walkway upstairs.
So, and it wasn't there before.
Oh, no, it wasn't there before I took a shower. So now I'm thinking, my gosh, my double doors were wide open. I was outstanding, like in my bathroom. Obviously, I was showering completely naked. I had to walk into my bedroom. I'm thinking, there's a slight chance that so after I got dressed, I went to that plug and I was like, okay, what can you see from standing here? If you walk up the stairs,
can you see in the bathroom?
You can see into the bathroom. You can't see the shower.
Okay.
But there's a big mirror. I don't know.
So you're not sure if they saw you naked.
So I was like, oh my gosh. Oh my. Now I'm kind of like, I was starting to like kind of sweat a little bit. I was like, oh my God, did somebody come up here and see me naked? And then I thought, okay, whatever, Heather, you got to carry on with your day. Like, I got to go downstairs and finish the food that's in the oven. So I throw on some clothes. I had my hair up in like a towel and I walked downstairs and one of the contractors just kind of looked up and gave me this like little smirk. And I was like, oh my God, he saw me.
Did he wink at you?
No. And I pretended like nothing happened because what was I going to do? Right, like, yes. I'm not going to bring it up.
You're not going to ask him, hey, did you see me naked?
My God. So I continued cooking, talked to them about staying color. And then I was like, I'm out of here. But I felt embarrassed, even though I don't even think they saw me. But
like, what percentage chance? Like 5%, 10% chance?
Maybe like 10. I mean, at this point, I don't know because.
Well, life is all about timing.
Like, did they notice and then stand there and
watch?
I hope they didn't watch. But like, did they
turn around?
I don't know. Just like, I don't know.
Take a quick peek.
A bigger peek than like, oh, whoa.
Is it uncomfortable now around them? I guess this was just yesterday.
I felt a little uncomfortable for the minute of the one kid that he's not a kid, the one man, young man that I saw, afterward, but I'll never know.
No,
I'll never have any idea.
So,
but I keep looking like every time I walk down. So we have like a walkway from one side of the house to the other where the master bedroom is. So I keep standing there at the end. Like, what if, okay, you put the plug in and then you stand up and you go to turn around and you're more by the bedroom. Like, what could you see? And then I was like, did I walk into the bedroom naked or did I have now I'm trying to like retrace the steps.
Has this ever happened to you?
No, but I felt embarrassed and uncomfortable. Like,
you didn't do anything wrong.
No, but I understand feeling uncomfortable and possibly embarrassed, even though it's your house, that somebody other than your husband would have seen you naked.
It's
funny because you asked me why every time this brought up, I keep smirking.
Yes.
And you said at the break, obviously they would have thought that you wouldn't have left the door open, that it would have been the dog. But if they didn't see the dog go in and open the door, they may have thought.
Oh, God. They may have thought that I opened it on purpose so that they could get a show.
Well,
John. Now that makes me more embarrassed if they think I did it on purpose.
I'm a dude, and I'm just trying to think about it from their perspective. All right, and they walk in to plug it, you know, plug in the fan or the air purifier,
whatever it is. Yeah.
And all of a sudden, oh, the door's I wonder if she did that on purpose.
Oh, that's even worse, John. No one had a little smirk afterward. Oh.
We know how your mind works.
Yes, it works in mysterious and weird ways.
Do you want me to share the other thing you said off the air or no?
Oh my God, what did you say?
Oh, you mean like the plot of some adult films may
start
have
this way.
Begun this way. Or
the contractor, yeah. Woman in the shower.
Uh-huh. I left my door open just a little bit and you just happened to accidentally see me naked.
Oh,
yes.
Oh no. How embarrassing. That's so awful.
So we want to know if people can relate to what Heather just experienced.
I've heard the plot of these films.
Oh,
maybe.
So yeah, yes. Just to be clear, you would never have, you know, consumed such filth, but as you understand it.
So when I read the email, I instantly thought that's where my mind instantly goes.
Oh,
I'm like,
God.
This is the start of an adult film.
Have you guys been in this spot where you may have accidentally been seen naked or seen somebody accidentally naked?
Oh, I have a story about that.
Yeah.
You know how people like to show you photos on their phone? Like, hey, I want to show you this picture, but they've got to scroll through all their photos to show you the picture they want to show you. And everyone always stands there as you're scrolling. Well, we were on vacation somewhere. A random woman, didn't know her, wanted to show me a picture of something. I don't even remember what sparked the conversation. She's scrolling through her phone, naked picture. Not of herself.
Mm. Was it a guy or a girl?
It was a man. Yeah.
What was your reaction?
Well, I just looked away for a second, and she was like, oh, excuse me, and just continued scrolling.
Is it summer or winter?
Oh, no.
Stop.
It does matter. It does matter. Yes.
Hey, first of all this, Heather, this is your fault.
Well, I should have shut the bathroom door.
This is not the contractor's fault.
No, not at all.
Hey, it was accidental if he saw something.
I know.
I mean,
totally.
He had no intent.
Totally.
He took a picture, he did.
Weird.
Yeah. What ticket techs are all over. You better hope he didn't take one. Not to scare you.
So the other question I have, other than where my mind instantly went with this, is did you tell Colin about this?
I haven't told him. I never told him. We are right now.
You are now.
Because we're not like really staying at our house because if you saw my house, it is not livable right now. Like, you can't really be in there. So we're all over. We've got one kid at a grandma's house. One kid was at school. Like, we're just kind of like, and then when we saw each other, we were discussing floor stains. And that's kind of like where our night ended. And I never brought it up to him.
Hopefully,
but he's probably
listening
now.
If Colin's listening, hopefully his friends are more grown up than I am. Because the text messages he'll get the rest of today will be very entertaining.
I think you probably should have told him this before you told the world.
He'll find out.
I don't know if anybody's ever seen me. I hope they haven't, but I think that's an unknown that we have sometimes. I mean, I don't try to put myself in that situation. I have seen, I can at least three times I can think of, I've seen somebody naked when I didn't expect it.
Oh, really? Like,
yes.
Not at a gym?
Yeah, like not in a locker room.
Locker room.
Right. Yeah. So one was up in Traverse City. I walk in. We were out to eat, and I walk into the men's bathroom, and I open up the door, and I see this woman topless with a guy like from behind grabbing them. She was topless, and that's it. There was no other clothes or move, but they were like, and I'm like,
oh boy.
Well, you're in a public bathroom.
Yeah. What do you expect?
Yeah, exactly. I walked back out. I did not go to the bathroom.
Follow-up question, do you just go scoop past them and go to the stall?
Maybe this would be expected, although this is the first time I was at South Beach in Miami, the only time I've been down there. And me and Kelly were walking up to the beach, and I saw somebody topless laying down, mm-hmm. sunbathing. I guess that's sort of... But the kicker one is, when I lived in an apartment, I was single, getting my start in my career, I went out on the balcony of my apartment, and I just was looking around, look over, and the lower... Across from us, the other apartment building, the window was open, and I actually saw two people going at it.
Oh!
Like, it was tush pushing.
Oh!
Oh, okay. Well, I guess the question is, was she hot?
Oh,
John.
John!
I didn't sit there and stare. I went over and I saw this, and I'm like, oh my gosh! I was like, wow.
And then he rolled up with some binoculars.
It got Yeah, there's another one of your...
Peeping Tom stories.
Those porns you watch.
All right. What we're going to do coming up next is we're going to read some ticket text. I imagine it'll go smoothly, I'm sure. Dear John at 902, it's 97.1.
Hey, how about this read? Let's talk about the D. Las Vegas. America's favorite place to watch sporting events and football games is at the D at Stadium Swim. It's located at Circa Resort and Casino. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill at one of the six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of the TV. Located at Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. I've recomposed.
For now.
Yeah. I mean, it's the sometimes I mentioned life is timing, you know, for the construction workers. Obviously, life is all about timing. And the read.
Yes.
To have it at that moment was, I have since gained my composure. Chances are I'll lose it here again in the next 8 minutes. But we do have confirmation. We do have confirmation.
Yes.
You know, this is not breaking news, but something that you've provided before. I did go to social media, and an anonymous texter said, we have confirmation that Heather does not wash her feet in the shower.
For people who are just tuning in, Heather's getting some work done at the house.
What are you about to say, John? What are you about to say?
I love the fact that I worry you so much.
Heather's getting some work done at the house. There's contractors. They are primarily on the ground level.
Yeah, never. They've since they've been there, and this has been going on for months. For months, right? None of them have ever walked up the stairs, like to our upstairs level.
You're aware of.
Until yesterday.
I mean, there's been no reason to. And then it just so happened that yesterday, the day that I'm in the shower and the dog opens the door, which I didn't, wasn't thinking about.
Which they don't know.
And then I come out and there is a piece of machinery plugged in upstairs on the upstairs landing, meaning they had to come all the way upstairs,
right,
which is like right across from my bedroom door. It just was odd timing, right? Yes. Like they, well, what?
To John's point about timing being
life,
everything
is,
happens to be the same moment you step out of the shower with the bathroom door open and the bedroom door open. Ticket texters. I had a great day at work yesterday. Signed Joe, the floor guy.
Yeah. Honey, how was your day at work? Nothing really happened.
Hopefully the contractors don't listen to the station.
They might.
They might. This one says, John, stop. You're making us look bad. we've asked you guys, do you have similar stories where you have seen or been seen? And we don't even know that you were.
No, chances are they didn't see anything. But there's that slight chance that they did, and I am unaware of it, and I felt kind of awkward, and it was just that little smirk after I was just, oh my God, I don't know.
Yes, one movie, as a, like the quote one, so you're saying there's a chance.
Yeah. A small chance, but
more like one in a million. Mm-hmm. So you're saying there's a chance.
Exactly.
I do have, and I know we have many more as you peruse the text messages. It obviously in an NFL locker room, you know, there's a certain amount of time after game, after practice, where, you know, it's just the locker room. You're allowed to, you know, change out of your pads, clothes, all that stuff before the media comes in. And every once in a while, right? It's going to happen where you're just naked.
Yes.
And things. The only time that I was ever kind of in an uncomfortable moment was I was there in the offseason. We just made a coaching change. And Jim Zorn was the new coach. I had talked to him on the phone, but I'd never met him in person. And this was a day where I was in working out. No one else was in the building other than, you know, the strength coach and one of the trainers. So I'm walking out of the shower to my locker and carrying my towel because there's no one there. And all of a sudden out of the equipment room walks Jim Zorn. And so I'm meeting the head coach for the first time, and I am absolutely butt naked. And at this point, I think, okay, well, all right, there's no secrets anymore. Nope. You know, this is what it is. So I just walked over and towel on my shoulder and said, hey.
Shook his hand.
Yeah, I'm your right tackle. John Jansen, nice to meet you. So that was the first meeting. Yes, yes.
Quite the introduction.
Yes.
Uh-huh. All right. Some ticket texts. A lot from UPS drivers, FedEx drivers saying when they drop off packages, they will see intentionally. People naked.
Mm-hmm. I imagine.
Just walking around the house. Yeah. Or some have even said, getting it on.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. Michael in West Bloomfield, you're on 97.1.
I can totally relate to what Heather said. I got home from work. I lived in an apartment. I was married maybe less than a year. I take a shower after work. I come out of the shower to get something out of the kitchen. I'm naked, and I look up, and there's my mother-in-law standing in the hallway.
No.
Oh, no. Also the beginning of another adult film.
Oh, God. Why do you leave your front door unlocked? Just anybody can walk in. I'm like, precisely, what the hell are you walking in for?
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Not everybody just walks right in, right?
No kidding.
Right.
Is there anybody worse than
totally
the mother-in-law?
Relate.
Like, is that the worst person that could have walked in, the mother-in-law?
Who mentioned it to your wife first? Did your mother-in-law say, I got to tell you something? Or did you call your wife and say, I got to tell you something?
No, I had to call my wife. My mother-in-law, her attitude, you seen one, you seen them all. She didn't care.
Oh, that's uncomfortable, though.
Yes, yep. yes. Hey, Michael, thank you for calling. That's a great story.
Have a good day, guys.
You too.
Maybe my favorite ticket text. Thank you, Heather, but you're still going to have to pay full price. Sign the tile, guys.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Brock in Southfield, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Okay. I live in Detroit, and my ex, she was out in Big Rapids in college, and she had our daughter. Our daughter is about 3 years old at the time. So I get off work, had to drive all the way out there to pick her up because she insisted I come that night. So I drove that night, and I'm driving back, and the drive was just so long, I couldn't drive any further without risking our lives. So I stopped at this quick hotel. So I'm just going to get a couple hours of sleep, and then I'll be able to drive the rest of the way. Got to the front desk, got the key, carrying my daughter with me. I'm walking down the aisle, and I had a bag. So I unlocked the door, and instead of me just opening the door, I had to kick it open. So I kicked the door open, and there were two couples learning different wrestling moves on each bed. And they turned around and said, "What the F?" And they looked at me. And, of course, there's this big black guy in the room. And I just said, "Uh-oh, wrong room." And I just closed the door, went to the front desk, gave her the key, said, "Listen, you gave me the wrong key." And she gave me another key. But, yeah, that was kind of embarrassing for all of us.
Yeah. You're awake now. Might as well drive all the way home.
Exactly. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Appreciate the phone call. Wrong hotel room.
Whoops.
Oop.
Yep.
Texter says, shower while the contractors are there, conveniently not locking the door. What else? Did Heather not realize she only had an apron on while cooking later?
Oh, sorry.
Does anyone else feel warm in here?
Oh, no. How about this one? This is embarrassing. Home inspector. I was looking over a shower.
Oh, my. It's so hot in here.
Oops, I dropped something.
Oh, like, no.
No.
The ticket texter's imagination is great.
Oh, clearly not as great as mine.
Okay, I'm going to read a couple more of these, and then we're going to get to Dear John.
This one. Great transition. Yeah.
More wholesome at 902. This one says, Ryan, the pizza delivery guy here. Another adult film. Yeah. Lady in a bathrobe opened the door and dropped her robe when I delivered the pizza a few weeks ago.
Oh, boy.
And talk about awkward. Home inspector looking over a shower and noticed multiple suction cup toys stuck to the wall.
Mm.
Homeowner walks in, looks at me. It was very awkward.
I wonder if that pizza delivery guy was delivering a pizza.
You don't have to say anything. I'm going to help you out here. You don't have to say anything. We're late for the update. Dear John is next. We have football in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll talk about golf and some disrespect at 9:35. You don't have to speak. It's 97.1.